GMAT versus GRE for MBA in 2019. Planning your MBA? That involves deciding which business school test to take, the GMAT or GRE. What follows is an in-depth GMAT versus GRE comparison updated for 2019, packed to the gills with nitty-gritty details and expert analysis. Comment with any questions. 85% of the class of 2020 at Harvard Business School was admitted with a GMAT score. The GMAT is the standard entrance exam for MBA admission. The GMAT is more difficult than the GRE, but a great GRE score still requires considerable effort. With far fewer official practice materials and exams, GRE is tougher to study for. Take the GRE over GMAT if you have an abnormally amazing vocabulary or have an application that puts you in an incredibly desirable category and you are somewhat certain that your test scores are going to be far below the median of your target school. The GMAT is the gold standard for MBA admission, and although it is the more challenging exam, is the easier to study for, with thousands of official GMAT practice questions and several well-developed GMAT forums to assist you in your studies. Most people would do well starting off with the GMAT and then, if needed, considering the GRE as a second option. The skills required for both tests are similar, and switching over to the GRE won't require a complete overhaul. The GMAT's format is opaque, unfamiliar, and anxiety-producing. Unlike the tests we all experienced in high school and college, the GMAT is computer-adaptive. That fact creates two main distinctions from the GRE. Most troubling is the set-in-stone question navigation. You can't skip a question and then go back later. Once you confirm an answer, it's committed. So an epiphany down the stretch won't help you on a question that you've already passed. Also, you can't skim around the section picking off the easy ones first. Nope. GMAT decides the order of things. The sequence and level of difficulty are computed by an algorithm which adjusts according to your responses. As you answer questions correctly, the exam gets harder. So, as you're getting potentially more fatigued, stressed, time-starved, you may get slammed with the most challenging material. If you're not doing so hot, then the question difficulty drops, a shift that can be detectable and demoralizing. The GRE has an easy, breezy feel and allows you complete freedom to move around, is just barely adaptive, and even provides a calculator. The GRE is very similar to a classic pen and paper test. It just so happens to be administered on a computer. You said adaptive, right? Well, yes. It is a little adaptive. Section adaptive. Do well on the first quantitative section, the next one will have a tougher pool of questions. But the adapted set isn't proportionally more challenging or less challenging based on your individual results. There isn't a gradient of easy, medium, difficult, very difficult brain melting. You either get set A or set B. With respect to the test structure and format, GMAT is harder than GRE. GMAT Quant versus GRE Quant. The GMAT presents more puzzles, while the GRE is a more straightforward math test. Still, on the easy medium side, the tests are similar. What's different? The GMAT has a sixth gear and could hit you with a question that leaves you completely stunned. For most people who are good at math, this deer in headlights moment is unlikely to happen on the GRE as it flattens out rather quickly. The GMAT problem solving is a very standard five-answer multiple choice, the like of which you've seen on many standardized tests. Here, the GRE is the oddball. What's different about the GRE problem solving? Multiple answer multiple choice questions. These have more than one correct answer. Oh no! Don't worry. I don't think this makes the questions inherently more difficult. It's just something to be aware of and to practice in your GRE studies. User input. You key in the answers. Run! It's okay. Come back from the ledge. Same deal as above. Not a problem. You just need to be prepared for the format. You get a calculator. Woohoo! Yes, there is less arithmetic to do. That said, the type of work that you can do on the calculator isn't what's challenging about either test. For most people beginning their GMAT saga, the most foreign section is the data sufficiency. This makes a lot of sense as DS is unique to GMAT and can be as slippery as a salamander. Why? You're solving for sufficiency, not for a specific answer. So the answer choices are identical for every data sufficiency question. That there are no actual values in the answer choices makes it tough to detect rotten logic. The GRE response to data sufficiency are the quantitative comparisons. You're presented with two piles and have to judge which is bigger. There are only four answer choices, so you have a 25% chance on a guess. GRE quantitative comparison is a lot easier than GMAT data sufficiency. Is GMAT quant harder? Yeah, it is. The questions get thornier and data sufficiency can be challenging to get used to. Will you do far better on the GRE quant given the same set of skills? Probably not. Will you have to study less for X percent of improvement on the GRE quant? Again, probably not. Does that mean the GRE is worthless? No. You could be an exception and for whatever reason be a GRE superstar. Take an official GRE practice test and find out. Is GRE verbal tougher? That's going to depend on you. If you have a terrible vocabulary, then the GRE will be hell. A majority of the questions are vocab-based. If instead you have trouble evaluating arguments, the GMAT verbal will be harder as it has much more critical reasoning than does the GRE. And the reasoning on those questions is more challenging. In its newest iteration, the GRE reading comprehension has trended closer to the GMAT reading with shorter, less dense passages. This makes sense considering that the GRE strives to appeal as an international entrance exam for business school and probably wants to avoid scaring off non-USA candidates who might be put off by dense reading. So is there an easy way out for reading comprehension? I don't think so. Nowadays, the difficulty is very similar on both tests. The only real difference is that you can skip around on the GRE as opposed to the GMAT, which only allows you to see one question at a time. GRE also has some variations in the question types. This variation takes some getting used to, but doesn't add to the difficulty of the GRE. GRE sentence completion versus GMAT sentence correction. They both have sentence in the name and the same abbreviation, but these GMAT-GRE sections are quite different. But both being the odd man out in this GMAT versus GRE debate, I pitted them against each other. If you have a strong vocabulary, the completions will be simple. There isn't much critical thinking here, just regurgitating memorized words. If memorization isn't your thing, or if you don't already have a broad vocab, you may have an easier time learning the logic of GMAT sentence correction. For ESL students, I'd say GMAT sentence correction is the better bet. GMAT critical reasoning is much more difficult than GRE critical reasoning. You'll likely only have two pure critical reasoning questions on your GRE. Compared to the GMAT critical reasoning, the GRE CR is lightweight. I'd place the GRE CR somewhere around mid-level GMAT. If critical reasoning is a strength, then go GMAT. Those CR skills will most likely translate to the reading comp as well and contribute to an excellent score on the verbal side. If you abhor critical reasoning, then the GRE might be a great way to avoid these guys. You can train critical reasoning, but it can take some real time and effort to see significant improvements. The writing sections on both tests count for very little and shouldn't factor into your decision making. They're very much pass-fail. But just for the sake of completion, here's the summary. There are two essays on the GRE. I'd say that's a negative. I'm not sure that it makes the test any tougher, but it is extra work to slog through. GMAT integrated reasoning. Well, the GRE has no section which compares to the IR. So how does the IR factor into this GRE versus GMAT discussion? Not very much. Although it may be an important element at some point in the future, in 2019, it still doesn't seem to be extremely relevant to admissions decisions. How do MBA programs feel about the GRE in 2019? In a 2014 study by Kaplan Test Prep, 74% of MBA programs claim to have no GMAT or GRE preference. We don't have those figures for 2019, but one can imagine that there is still a healthy chunk of schools that do have a preference. And among those neutral 74%, it's tough to judge how that no preference actually translates into admissions results. Without having the numbers, it's very difficult to take this idea of being test agnostic very seriously. There are more applicants admitted with GRE scores than ever before, but this GRE slice still only comprises a small percentage of the applicant pie, and there are some schools for which GRE admits has dropped. As reported by Poets and Quants, at Duke University's Fuqua School of Business, although the percentage of successful applicants with GRE scores skyrocketed from 2013 to 15, in 2016 it dropped. The overall trend is up for GRE, but for top MBA programs, GRE still lags. In 2017, top two GRE accepting elite MBA programs were the University of Michigan, Ross School of Business with 19% GRE admits, and MIT Sloan School of Management with 18%. Harvard HBS's 2019 class had only 12% GRE test takers. As you go down the rankings, GRE rates climb as high as 40% of the total. As a potential boost to the GRE's credibility, Harvard Business School has begun releasing GRE statistics. This may have been a reaction to Robert J. Morse, chief data strategist at U.S. News & World Report, which compiles the most respected MBA rankings list, speculating that schools may be punished for failing to report GRE numbers. With that, you may see any GRE advantage evaporate as schools clamor to increase their median GRE scores. Conclusion of GMAT versus GRE, the definitive guide for 2019. A top GMAT score is more meaningful than a top GRE score. Why? Since the GMAT is the de facto MBA exam, most admissions officers are more comfortable judging GMAT scores, and some have stated that they still prefer seeing them. It's also well established that the GMAT is harder than the GRE. But just to play devil's advocate, you could argue that schools might be willing to accept a lower GRE score because at least as of now, that score won't ding their prized GMAT averages, which are used to calculate MBA rankings. However, don't expect this loophole to 1. Apply to you, unless you have a very compelling application, 2. Last forever, because more schools are reporting GRE stats and the GRE may start factoring into B-school rankings. Getting a super score on either exam is going to take most people some real solid effort. So given the same substantial time and cash investment, I would bet on the safe choice, GMAT, and have the GRE as a backup. Once you've prepared for the GMAT, it doesn't take much added effort to adjust for the slight differences presented in the GRE. One last thing to consider, as demented as it sounds, some jobs require that you submit standardized test scores. I've had students retake the GMAT after being accepted to business school just to improve post-MBA job opportunities. A low or non-existent GMAT score might make you a less competitive candidate. Then again, you may not be gunning for this type of job. It may be that things will change in a few years, but for now, the GMAT is still the reigning MBA entrance exam.